Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. The mind of man. See, these guys got it. There's one thing stronger than all the armies in the world, and that is an idea whose time has come. Well, boy, I tell you what. If there was ever a need for some enlightened people to come together and shine a bright light on in the darkness of humanity, it's now. It's today. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse in the next year. This election year is going to be a dividing phenomenon. I can tell you that. People are getting set in their minds right now, one way or the other. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all things will be given unto you. Anything you want. Anything you want, because you won't want that much, for one thing. You know, you're not after materialism like we once were. Just seek to bring people together. The kingdom of God is within you. Another one. What is that? That's just where everything is consciously connected. All your cells, your molecules, your atoms, everything is connected within you. And then everything connects outside of you because your consciousness is one of connection. So, all the kingdom of God is connecting the dots. The people are already there. The elements are there. The players are there. They're just not in the game. They don't know what the game is. We know what the game is because we've been playing it. People in New Plymouth don't know what it is. The only way you can get them into the game is very slowly, by getting to know them, by doing good things, by practicing random acts of kindness so they feel connected to you. And then you can give them a book, give them an article, give them a newspaper, give them a bag of cherries. That's what we do. Stand in holy places. You know, things get tough. Where are the holy places? That's what I want to know. You heard that statement? If we're going to create heaven on earth, where do you think they are, Susie?
The holy places.
Right here in Boise.
Okay, right here. Where at in Boise? Tell them where the holy places are, Joe.
Start within you, then.
Well, in Mormon doctrine, originally it was places of refuge from the coming storm.
Okay. Where are they now?
Now Mormons believe it's the temples.
Temples.
That's what the Mormons believe now.
Okay. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there will I be also.
Yeah, that makes a holy place.
That would make a holy place, wouldn't it? Where two or more. Just takes me and Adam, or James and I, or Tyler, or Joe. It just takes a handful. And we create a holy place. And that, we draw other people to, and they'll feel it.
So this room is a holy place.
This is sacred. This is sacred ground.
People just meeting here all year long, they come in and they say,
"Ooh, what's in this?"
They'll walk in, "Oh, yeah." All right, goals. Okay, so we'll talk about goals in a minute. Strategy plan. You got to take an action. If you don't take an action, nothing's going to happen. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over, and
expecting the same result.
And expecting a different result.
Yeah.
A different one. You're going to get the same thing, you know.
All right. I was complaining to my wife the other day that I do the same thing over and over, and I keep getting different results, so I don't know what that is.
Getting different results from her.
I do the same thing on the computer, and all of a sudden the computer... I realize
an answer that boggles my mind. I think, well, I did the same thing.
It still crashes. All right. Okay. So, how do you make your vision real? You set a goal, next thing, strategy plan. All right, now, we're in the winding up scene. I only got a few minutes left. What are some actions we can take after hearing everything that Joe's presented, that I've presented, that it's our responsibility because we have a greater measure of light and where there is much given, much is expected. So you guys can't just walk out that door now and go on living as you did and not act on this material, this information. So Annie, what's an action that we can take as a group or as an individual to further this whole idea of creating heaven on earth along?
Translating JJ's books.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good action. Are you going to help with that?
I did.
She's okay. Done. Yeah, she's done.
That's good. Passing out JJ's books. If you like these articles, pass those out. They're
still got a bunch of free book ones you can have. I got thousands of them printed up, but I just bought a handful here. But you can take all you want.
She's got thousands. I probably still have some reincarnation Mormonisms back there somewhere. What are some other actions we can take when we go back to our places of living and refuge? What are you going to do, Marnie? Okay. Now this is the point. JJ is a great guy. We all love JJ. Forget about JJ's teachings. These are universal principles that you need to incorporate. These become Marnie's teachings. They're your teachings. They're God's teachings, God's principles. Doesn't matter where they come from. Correct principles have been around way before anybody in this group was ever born. Teach the truth. Walk in the truth. If you run into people that you say, well, hey, I want you to read this JJ's book or my book or my articles or your articles. Write your own articles. Write your own stuff. Be sovereign. Stand in your own power. Then you can say, hey, you know what? There is something happening that you might want to know more about and be a part of. Then, I've been a life coach for 20 years, and I've helped a lot of people overcome issues, overcome trials, problems, get clarity on their path. You run into people, send them to Joe, send them to me. We'll initiate them. I'll initiate them. We'll bring them into the group. We'll give them a key. We'll anoint them. We'll give them a blessing. Give them information. The information is universal. So you don't want to make it too much like it's a cult, like it's just, it's all of us. The kingdom of God is all of us. And I could, I can't say enough about that. Otherwise, you're going to spin off a little bit in left field. If you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. It's in you. You. You're autonomous. Sovereign. You're connected with God. Joe has a group because he's connected with God. He connected with Alice Bailey. He did a lot of good things. He showed a light on my path. But it's not just about one person. You have to be your own prophet, priest, and king. And let people see that. See your own light. These people will be afraid that you talk to. They won't want a greater measure at first. You know, they don't know what it tastes like. They don't know what it feels like we do. You know, we've been searching. We've been on this path for a long time. Not much would surprise us. Angels could come down right now and we have a space ready for them. You know, I mean, it might be a little scary. It depends on who came. Jawal showed up. That'd be kind of cool. Come to the edge, he said. They said, we are afraid. Come to the edge, he said. They came. He pushed them, and they flew.